Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, of course. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. I got my man Prodigy from Mobb Deep on the phone. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, Flex, man?
I heard you on the book run in Connecticut right now.
Yeah, I just came from a speaking engagement, actually, at this college, UConn, you know?
Okay. I've had a chance to kind of review a couple things about the book, and I was so surprised you shared so much about your personal life and about, you know, your vibes and what you feel, man. I mean, that's a hard thing to do, my brother.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of sharing in there, you know what I mean, with personal issues, you know, with my health and family and crew and everything, you know.
What was the hardest thing, if you had to say top three hardest things to share about yourself in the book, what would they be?
Probably mostly about the pain that I had to go through as a young kid with the sickle cell. And, that was probably one of the hardest things to do, just to relive all of that stuff. It was kind of hard.
Now, when you, I know, like, you know, of course, everyone knows recently you came out and you were in for a while. And was this always your plan to tell your life story or the things that you've been through before you got locked up?
Yeah, I actually started writing the book in 2004.
Okay.
And, you know, we were doing a lot of touring, and we did the G-Unit deal, and, you know, it slowed the process of me writing down. But then, you know, after the touring and everything, I started picking back up again around 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I caught the case, so I ended up finishing the book while I was in prison. Yeah.
Now, you know, of course, you know, Prodigy, you have stirred up so much. I mean, you've woken a lot of people up. You know, I was surprised. I mean, you have a couple things going on now, my brother. You have you've had Nori express some concern. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
I mean, how did you feel? You know, I mean, you know, I guess Nori feels you shared a couple things maybe that he wished you didn't share. And, you know, what's your take on it, my brother?
Well, number one, it's all real. You know what I mean? Everything that, you know, is factual. It really happened. You know, I'm sure that it's probably a couple of things that he probably, you know, wished that didn't come to light or whatever. But this is a true story, and this is what really happened. And, you know, I got love for Nori. Like, Nori's my man. Like, you know, we do music together, like me and him. And we got a good bond, you know? After all the, you know, the little dramas that happened between our crews, me and Nori actually got together and put our differences aside, and we were thinking like businessmen, and you know, we kept our relationship going. You know, after things cooled down a little bit, we decided to, you know what, this music that we do is important, and this things thing that we're doing is real important, so we need to stick together and make this happen. So that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And in no way, shape, or fashion or form am I disrespecting him in any way in the book, or you know, anything like that. Like, I wouldn't do that to him because I have that respect for him. So it's probably just, you know, people are upset because, you know, stories are coming out now that people never knew before. And probably certain people, you know, didn't want that stuff being known because it might be affect them a little bit, how people look at them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you something. You know, Capone, I'm sure you've seen him online today. He's definitely not happy. I mean, he's definitely not in a good space. I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, how do you feel? I mean, I know you know him, and he knows you. I mean, you guys, I'm assuming we're friends, or probably still are friends. I mean, it's a weird situation, my brother. Talk to me how you feel about what Capone said today.
I feel that, you know, he's probably upset because, you know, the truth of the matter came out now, you know, as far as what happened with Havoc's brother and the whole case thing. You know, it's sad that it went down the way it went down. Like, we didn't ask Pone to do that. You know what I mean? We had nothing to do with his decision making. Like, his decision making is based upon, you know, his decisions, that's in his head. And you know, really he has to take that up with himself at the end of the day. And it's the same thing with him. It's like, in no way, shape, or form was I trying to be disrespectful or to target him or ruin somebody's career. That wasn't my intentions at all. My intentions was just tell the story how it went down and how it is. And it just so happens to be that that's how it played out. And, you know, it's sad that it happened like that because, you know, he was a friend of ours, you know what I mean, from the neighborhood, you know, in Queensbridge where, you know, that whole hood accepted me. And, you know, Pone was one of those people, you know what I mean, that showed me love when I came in. So I had that same love for him. So when the situation went down, it saddened all of us. It saddened Havoc and everybody in the team was just like, wow, like, you know what I mean, that's bad. Like, why did you do that? You know what I mean? And now, of course, we didn't want that to happen, but that's just how it happened. You know what I mean?
Now, when you say, I think what I'm trying to understand now is, so is it that, I mean, are you saying Capone testified against Havoc's brother?
Yeah, that's what happened. You know what I mean? We were all there in the court. You know what I mean? It was over, you know, several witnesses, you know what I mean, saw him do it. He walked up on the stand. He pointed him out. It said the county clerk's office is all on paperwork, so I'm not making up a story trying to target somebody or trying to, it has nothing to do with him personally. This is just what happened with Havoc's brother. We're telling a story that's significant to our life. It's significant to my life and what was going on with me and my team at this time.
Now, has Norio Capone reached out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I reached out to Nori, as a matter of fact, when I heard some things going on the internet where, you know, some people were saying some things on Twitter or whatever. So I reached out to Nori, and I was like, yo, man, I was like, let me tell you something. You know, I speak highly of you in the book. Like, I got respect for you, you know, and, you know, I didn't disrespect you in any way in the book. Like, it's just all really what happened. And he was like, yo, no doubt, son. He was like, you know, you my man, son. Like, you know, a lot of people around me, you know, they upset. They don't understand our relationship, like that we have a bond, and it's nothing, like there's no drama between us. He was like, you know, but the whole Pone situation, that has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? That's a different story. You know what I mean?
Has anyone else reached out to you after you dropped your book to talk to you or tell you what they think?
Not really. Just you know, a lot of people from the hood. They calling me, a lot of people from Queensbridge calling me and like, yo, you stirring up a lot of stuff with this book, man. You know what I mean?
My man, this book's heavy out here, Prodigy. I think not heavy, just not because it's names we know, man. I think it's heavy because you're just sharing things that, you know, you share things about yourself that you didn't want to share and you shared. You know, it's not like,
exactly.
It's definitely rocking a hard place for you, my brother, because it's definitely, you know, sharing things that maybe people didn't want to share. It's like, you know, it's a fine line to teeter, man. But I guess that's the definition of a great book is when you have this much people talking about it, you know?
And another thing I just want to be clear about, you know what I mean, is, you know, when I came home, I reached out to Nas, you know what I mean? That was one of the first people I wanted to reach out to.
And how'd that go?
And so I reached out to him, I got him on the phone, and we had a long conversation, like, about putting our differences aside, because me and him really never had a personal beef between each other. It was always, like, a couple people in his crew and a couple people in my crew, and they just didn't get along, you know, with each other. And
gotcha.
So that's where it comes from. It wasn't nothing personal between me and him, exactly, gotcha. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and we both knew this at the time, you know what I mean? It was just, like, real, like, bravado type of stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, just little cruel beast. It was real petty, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I reached out to him, man, because I knew that was something that needed to happen, you know what I mean? And we needed to put this behind us because it's real corny, to tell you the truth. So I just want people to know, like,
it's good energy,
you know,
good vibe.
Yeah, we good right now. Like, we really working, and we got some surprises for people that we about to do that people don't have no idea what we about to do right now. Yeah, so that's what it is. And, like, you know, I explain everything in the book. Basically, you'll read it and you'll see, like, wow, that's what was going on, you know what I mean? And at the same time, you'll see that it's love, man. Even though I talk about real situations and what was happening, there was little dramas and all that, at the end of the day, you'll see that, you know, we was all just learning, you know what I mean?
And young.
Especially myself. We were young. we were learning still, and, you know, going through our little rebellious stage where we felt like we had to prove something. And now we just like, it's not even like that. And you'll see that in the book, I say that, you know what I mean? Where we need to put that in the past because we too strong for this, and we too, our music is too important for this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, good luck, my brother. Congratulations, man.
Hey, yo, Flex, good looking, man.
Love.